You know that feeling, right? When you're just stuck clicking through some ancient website doing the same thing over and over again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Tedious doesn't even cover it sometimes.
Exactly. And you're just thinking there has to be a better way, a smarter way to like automate these browser tasks. Well, today that's what we're diving into. We're looking at Copycat. It's a new no-code platform that uses AI to build browser automations.
And the backstory is actually pretty interesting. Copycat, it came directly from the founders' own headaches, Ziad, Graham, and Abhi.
Oh, really? What were they working on?
They were building a company called Platter, focused on restaurants, and they constantly needed to do things like, grab menus from DoorDash or connect with different point of sale sites.
Okay, and I bet a lot of those didn't have easy APIs to connect to.
Exactly, no modern APIs. So they ended up writing, as they put it, tons of brittle browser scripts, just lots of custom code.
Been there. That sounds painful.
Yeah, and they apparently stored all this stuff in a repo they called Platter Guts. Kind of sums it up, right? That's the exact problem Copycat is meant to solve.
Okay, clatter guts. I
Yeah.
love it. It really paints a picture. So let's break Copycat down. What is it exactly? And how does the AI fit in?
So at its core, Copycat is a no-code tool. It mixes straightforward step-by-step actions with AI prompts.
Okay, so the editor lets you do things like go to this website, click that button, the usual suspect.
Right, the basics. But then, and this is the key part, you add AI prompts, things like log me in using these
And
credentials.
the AI just figures it out.
It handles it. It understands the page and performs the action. You can also tweak browser settings, like run it incognito, set up triggers.
Oh, triggers are important.
Definitely. And the automations run in the cloud, so you don't need your own machine running constantly.
Okay, wow. So the AI is kind of abstracting away the fiddly, unpredictable bits of dealing with websites. That sounds, well, incredibly useful.
It really is, especially for those legacy systems.
So what are people actually doing with it? Are there real-world examples? You mentioned it's being used in production.
Yeah, absolutely. Customers are doing some pretty practical stuff. Things like scraping owner details for LLCs from like really outdated government websites. You know the type.
Oh, I know the type.
Yep.
Clunky is an understatement.
Totally. Or uploading freight invoices into old transportation management systems, TMS systems. Think about the manual data entry that saves.
Huge. That's hours and hours back.
And another one, taking info from doctor appointment transcriptions and entering it into patient insurance portals. Again, systems often without APIs.
That really shows the range. It's
Right.
tackling that big problem of systems that just weren't built to talk to each other easily.
Exactly. It's bridging that gap.
Now, something that always comes up with automation is scale, right? Handling lots of repetition. We saw a question from Paul Sobiecki about doing, say, 100 iterations on social media.
Right, like loops.
Yeah, can Copycat handle that kind of thing?
Ziad, one of the founders, answered that directly. And yeah, the answer is yes. Copycat can do iterations.
Okay, how does that work in the editor?
They have these structure steps, things like if-else logic, and importantly, for each loops.
Ah, okay. So you could like tell it to grab a list of items on a page?
Precisely. You might use go to URL, then maybe get list of child elements that finds all the items you want.
And then loop through them.
And then feed that list into the for each block. And inside that block, you define the steps you want to repeat for every single item. It's actually pretty powerful.
Yeah, that sounds like you can build some proper complex workflows, not just simple one-offs.
Definitely more than just basic clicks.
Okay, cool. Now, for people listening who might want to try this out, there was some talk on Product Hunt about a free tier in credits. How does that work?
Good question. Yeah, they do have a way to get started. The credit usage depends on a few things, mainly browser minutes, how long the automation runs.
Makes sense.
Also, proxy usage, if you choose to turn that on for anonymity or different locations, and the LLM steps, the AI steps.
So when the AI is doing the thinking, that uses credits too.
Right. Just to give you a rough idea, each minute the browser is active costs about 20 credits, and you get charged after the automation finishes running.
Okay, seems straightforward.
And they apparently focused on making the onboarding smooth, so getting started shouldn't be too daunting.
That's always good to hear.
Okay.
Okay, so let's try and pull this all together. What's the big picture here? What's the main takeaway for you about Copycat?
Well, I think what's really revolutionary isn't just, automating clicks. It's that Copycat lets basically anyone build these kinds of web integrations.
Without needing to be a coder.
Exactly. It kind of dismantles that API barrier that's held back so many businesses dealing with older systems or sites without easy access. It changes how you can approach these annoying digital tasks.
That's a great way to put it, dismantling the API barrier. So maybe a final thought for everyone listening.
Yeah, maybe think about this. What are those really tedious, complex digital things you do? In your job, maybe even in your personal life. How could a tool like Copycat, this blend of no code and AI, potentially transform that? It's definitely something to think about. Where could you reclaim some serious time and effort?